The question of how and whether the Sunni Arab population of Iraq takes part in elections should be one question addressed by United Nations Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. Here to talk with us now about the future of Iraq and what the UN might well say about it is Anthony Cordesman, who's senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Tony Cordesman, first, is it clear to you at this point that whatever the UN comes away with, whatever the UN does in Iraq, is going to be it, whether the Bush administration likes it or not?
Well, no, it isn't. I mean, first, it isn't a choice between the Bush administration and the United Nations. If a majority of any of the major factions, the Shiites, the Sunnis, or the Kurds, opposes the solution and is unwilling to live with it, then both the U.S. and U.N. are going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Do you assume that there can be a nominal transfer of sovereignty from Americans and their allies to Iraqis, regardless of how much later on elections come? Could some transfer of sovereignty occur by July, say, without an election anytime near then?
One of your great problems we have here is that we're talking about transferring sovereignty, but nobody's defined what that means. It is not clear that simply having the United States create a government and transferring power to it makes that successor government legally sovereign. The Iraqi people at some point have to legitimize it. Now, one thing we have to remember here is that people do, in the real world, compromise. And I think what we're going to see is a very murky and difficult process of compromises, not only over the selection of the new government, but how you create an interim law, about how you draft a constitution, who manages the aid process and the economy, and it's going to have to be improvised almost month by month. It's going to be, a noble experiment somewhere between prohibition and the Reformation in terms of scale.
Just one last point before I let you go. I'm curious about what you're curious about in the UN's proposals. That is, what's the key thing that you're waiting to hear from the envoy, Mr. Brahimi? What are you looking for?
What I'm looking for is something which is practical rather than theoretical, which is a carefully judged compromise which is going to have to do the best possible job from the outside of balancing all of these conflicting interests rather than something that sort of sets a sort of ideal criteria which may be ideal in theory, but because they can't be met, could actually encourage civil conflict rather than prevent it.
Easier said than done, to actually come up with a concrete plan that's specific, unique to Iraq.
Well, there are many, many failures, of course, but I think before we become pessimistic or count Iraq out, so far we haven't seen Iraqi leaders calling for conflict. We haven't seen people take the kind of risks or move to the edge of open confrontation. We have seen people talk, and we've seen people compromise. And this, I think, is really the key, because regardless of what the UN proposes or what the US proposes, Iraq's future, even today, is up to the Iraqis. If they are willing to move forward on a practical basis, then the country will move forward. If they're not, it's not clear anything that the UN or the U.S. proposes will help.
Thanks for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Anthony Cordesman, who is senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.